Now, should we be helping former criminals get jobs, training and housing if it stops them committing crime? That's one of the main ways police and probation services in Somerset are hoping to cut burglaries and robberies here. Now, it's a programme known as Impact, and it aims to stop the most prolific criminals from reoffending, the 20% of criminals who commit 80% of burglaries. Now, they do this by sharing information about offenders, by monitoring them more closely, drug testing them, and by giving them help and support to sort their lives out. It's an unusual approach, though, to be fair. Jim Brakewell is a police officer from Taunton who works on Impact.
We need to change the cycle of life that they're in. We need to try and divert them away from what's happening in their life, tend to get into the same routines and habits so they would come out of prison or be released from the courts and they wouldn't have any help or support. People who work with probation did have that, but the other people didn't. And they needed somebody to work with them, somebody to talk to them, somebody to point them in the right direction.
I mean, some people might say, though, that, you know, they've been in prison, they've served their time. You talk about help and support. Some people might say, well, why do they get help and support?
It's a good question, and it's a very tricky one to answer. Why do they deserve it more than other people? What we're really after, and what I'm after as a police officer, is for there to be less victims of crime. If someone who we know is likely to be a prolific offender and is likely to return to offending, if we can work with those people to stop them offending, there's less victims of crime. There's less people that my colleagues have to go and see because their house has been burgled. So that's my aim as an individual, as a policeman, and the team's aim as a whole, is for there to be less victims of crime.
Now, Mark is a former heroin and crack addict who at one point was committing 200 burglaries a year. And he says he didn't put a foot wrong because he's monitored much more closely on Impact than he ever was in the past.
When I was out last time, I was only out for 5.5 months. And obviously they had obviously got intel that I was back committing crime again. I mean, literally, you know, 15, 20 police officers hounding you for like 4 or 5 days until they actually get you. And then you're back in prison. I mean, that's the consequences of, like, if you're back committing crime and they find out you're committing crime, then they're coming looking for you and they will get you and then they just sling you back in prison and then that's it.
Now, Aubrey Fox is an expert in offender management programmes. He's worked in some of the toughest neighbourhoods in the Bronx in New York, and he's also written about the Impact programme. Aubrey, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you put this into context for us? Because it sounds unusual to me. How different an approach is Impact, do you think?
Well, I think what's truly remarkable about it is how much cooperation there are between players in the criminal justice system. That's often a problem that people work in their different silos, don't share information, don't work together, even though each of the players in criminal justice have something to bring to the table.
Is it fair, though? Is it a fair system? People who've committed some pretty terrible crimes are getting help that others who maybe haven't done anything wrong would love to get.
Well, I mean, I think the bottom line is how do you best protect the community? And, you know, as you mentioned in the report, these are people who are committing disproportionate numbers of crime. And I think it makes common sense to watch them closer.
It makes common sense to watch them closer. Does it make common sense to tell them that you're watching them closely? Because then surely you would see their natural behavior rather than maybe an enforced behavior.
I think absolutely it makes sense to tell them because that's part of the enforcement. That's part of what you're doing to let them know that the system is treating them differently, treating their behavior differently, and that there are real consequences if they offend.
Now, we heard the police officer, Jim Brakewell, say that sometimes these people need a friend. I mean, is that the right kind of relationship for police to have with criminals?
I think so. I mean, I think that very much there's a combination here of punishment and help. And I think it's important not to make these artificial distinctions between being hard and soft on crime. I think it's what's much more constructive is a creative mix of both approaches. And, you know, the results clearly show that Impact has improved public safety in the community.
But should they really be getting support like that? Should a police officer actually class a criminal as a friend?
I mean, I think that's probably not the real focus of the program. I think the real focus of the program is giving them the support and the structure that they need to lead a law-abiding life.
Now, some people might say that if these people are at any risk at all of committing crimes, they should be in prison rather than out on the streets. What would you say to that?
I mean, many of these people cycle through prisons repeatedly, but it's very difficult to lock people up forever. You know, most people will come home from prison. I think the real question is what happens after they leave.
And the probation service tell us that offenders on Impact Up the Road in Bristol commit nearly half as many crimes as they did. Is that a significant kind of drop? If it was repeated in Somerset, what would you say? Would that be a significant drop?
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's very significant about Impact that I wanted to point out is one of the big questions that's facing criminal justice today is whether it's possible to create a more genuinely entrepreneurial and innovative system at the local level, and one that's less reliant on leadership from central government. And I think Impact is a very positive example of this kind of local energy and deserves to be commended for that.
Aubrey, thanks for joining me this morning. That's Aubrey Fox, an expert in offender management programs.